This morning's reading is the opening four verses of Luke, Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. This is the word of the Lord.
Shall we pray? Lord, would you take faltering words from my lips, and by your Spirit and by your presence, would you speak your word of life into our hearts? Amen. Who's got a chocolate advent calendar? Who's? Yeah. I thought there were more. Who's got a gin advent calendar? Oh, I am surprised. Who's got an alcoholic advent calendar? No? Okay. Has anybody got anything other exotic in their advent calendar this year? Body shop. In our house, we've got Lego. Say again? Match attacks. I didn't know Match Attacks did an advent calendar. That's brilliant. Oh, dear me, don't you just love Advent? Now, you're probably thinking there's an awful lot of verses in the Bible that relate to Advent and Jesus coming back, and the bizarre vicar has decided not to use any of them this morning. Well, hands up if you think you know where I'm going with this. Right, okay, none of you have been on Facebook this morning then. Luke's Gospel. Ken read the first bit of it. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of things that have been fulfilled among us. I decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things that you've been taught. Luke's Gospel is wonderful. The Gospels, Gospel just means good news. Luke's Good News About Jesus is a fabulous book. It's got some of the best bits of the Gospels in it. It's got the story of the lost sheep. It's got the story of the lost son. It's got lots of the miracles of Jesus healing people. And it's got about two-thirds of the story we're going to be telling over the next few weeks. Without Luke, there would be no inn. Without Luke, there would be no shepherds abiding in the fields or not. There would be no sheep. There would be no angels. Without Luke, there would be no small girl being picked to be the angel Gabriel visiting Mary to start the story off. So much of what we're exploring over the next few weeks, we say thank you to Luke. Now, Luke wasn't one of Jesus' disciples. Luke, we think, became a believer after Jesus' death and resurrection. But Luke traveled with St. Paul. And you can tell that because Luke part 2, which we call the Acts of the Apostles, is written by Luke. And he makes it very clear. He carries on to his friend Theophilus. Now, Theophilus might be somebody's real name, or it might be a nickname. Because Theophilus literally means God friend. So some people have wondered whether Luke was writing to a particular person or to God's friends. I quite like that. I think he probably was writing to a particular person, but I quite like the fact he was also writing to you. If you're God's friend, Luke's writing this for you. Why? So that you may know the certainty of the things you've been taught. Why does that matter? Why do we read these stories again and again and again? And I think it's to do with that candle. Can you remember what the word was linked to that candle this week? Hope. If we are certain of the things that we do not see and sure of the things that we believe, then we have faith. And faith gives birth to hope. And that is why we've lit candles today. And every one of you is a candle. And in a minute, we're going to make the candle flame together. We light candles as a sign of hope. So, I have a job for you, a challenge for you, nonetheless. Because there are 24 chapters in the book of Luke. And over the last few weeks, I've been seeing various pictures on Facebook going around saying, why not read one chapter of Luke every day of Advent? And then when you wake up on Christmas morning, you'll know the certainty of the things that we have been taught. So that is my challenge for us all, is to read one chapter of Luke every day during Advent. Now, they're not very long. To be honest with you, the first chapter of Luke is just about the longest, and that's today's. This has got some amazing things in it. But the rest of the chapters, they're not terribly long. In fact, the whole of Luke's gospel takes up exactly 23, 24. That much space. That's what you're reading in a month. Now, there are ways to help do this. The first thing is, have you got a modern Bible translation at home? And I'm not talking about Granny's Bible that says King James on the page inside the front. The King James Bible is many things. It is an enormously important work of literature in the English language. It was one of the first Bibles that were put into the hands of ordinary men and women. But it's not one for reading today. It's one for putting on the shelf and remembering Granny. So if you haven't got a modern version of the Bible today, we've got loads over there that you can borrow. In fact, on the bottom shelf, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think there's about 12 that you can have that were given to us by our friends at the Gideon. So if you haven't got a modern Bible at home, come and nab me at the end of the service. If you've got access to the internet, go to the church's website. www.all-saints-church.net. Every day during Advent, there'll be a link on there to go to a website where you can read the NIV version, the version we're all reading, and there's also a link there where you can hear David Suchet read it to you. If you've never heard David Suchet, Poirot, reading the Bible, you've never lived. It's like hot chocolate for the ears. It's beautiful. If you use a smartphone or an app on there, if you go to the U version of the Bible, and there's various people here that use it, I can show you what the icon looks like. The U version of the Bible, if you click on the NIV in there, there's a little speaker icon, and that will take you directly to David Suchet pouring the hot chocolate of God's word into your ears every day. So you can do it on your way to work. You can do it on the bus. You can do it while you're showering in the morning or having a lovely lazy bath in the evening. You can put it on while you're cooking tea. You can put it on while you're eating tea. Maybe that could be something you could do as a family. As you eat tea, you could put a speaker on the table and listen to just one chapter each day. And the really weird thing is that all the bits about what we're going to celebrate on December the 25th will come first. By the time we get all the way to Christmas Day, we'll all have heard the story of Jesus afresh. Now, two things. Firstly, this is a guilt-free challenge. If you forget on the 14th of December to listen or read Luke chapter 14... move along down the bus. Do not worry about trying to catch up. If you do have time to catch up, I love pitch invasions. If you do have time to catch up, that's great. But what I usually find when I'm doing a Bible reading plan is I catch up more slowly than I fall behind. So if you miss one, that's fine. There isn't going to be a thunderbolt from heaven because you didn't read Luke chapter 14. If you can go back and take note of the ones you missed, that would be lovely. But no guilt. And the second thing I want you to do as you read is I want you to say, ask yourself one question. How does this give me hope? Because Advent is all about hope. What does this say about hope? And I'll give you one to start with. The end of chapter 1 of Luke, today's reading. Zechariah, John the Baptist's dad, is singing, because he can, because he's got his voice back. And he speaks of his son, John the Baptist. You, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since Luke himself has carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to him to write an orderly account for you, most excellent friends of God, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught.